Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandl, for Elisheva Esther bas Shifra Nechama, and for Sarah bas Pina. May they each have a refuah shalema and arichas yamim Vishanim Tavois. Our shir is on the Ramban that asks, why is it that Avram Avinu went to Mitzrayim? Why wasn't he Boteach Bashem, that he would survive the famine? He certainly didn't have to bring Sarah into a Nisayon. The Zerah Shimshon says that Avram Avinu may have made a slight error. When Hashem promised him that all would be well, he thought that Hashem would only do it b'derech hateva, miracles that would come about b'derech hateva. He would not do nisim chutz miderech hateva, supernaturally. Hashem told him, lech lecha me'artzecha, go from your land, el ha'aretz asher areka, to the land in which I will show you. If Hashem wanted, he could have made nisim chutz miderech hateva. He could have made the miracle supernatural. He could have had the children there. He thought that it was the shinoi makom, the change of place, that would be a shinoi mazel, a change of mazel, or the schus, the merit of Eretz Yisrael. Once Avram Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, he found that there was a famine there. In truth, Sarah knew that Hashem would do the nisim, whether it was rochok meteva, whether it was very supernatural, or nisim karav lateva, or miracles that would appear quite naturally. Like we learn in Shmuel Aleph, Ragle Chasidov Yishmor, the steps of the devout ones Hashem guards. A couple of weeks ago, on that fateful day, when the Rishoyim Gemurim, the terrorists, struck, there was a young mother. She looked out of the second story of her home that the terrorists had begun their murderous rampage. At that moment, she began to cry. She thought about her two little children. She said, Hashem, Borei Olam, I promise, protect my children. Protect me, their mother, and I will become Shomer HaShabbos. I will guard the Shabbos, and I will light the candles. Miraculously, she and her children survived. I received the first-hand report that last Shabbos was her first Shabbos. Friday afternoon, she lit candles, Hadlokos Neros, together with Klal Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem, all of the hostages should be returned immediately safe and sound. Every member of the Israeli army should come home safe and sound. There should be peace throughout the land. Yishalom b'chelech, shalva barmanosayich. I wish everybody me'umke deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechomos.